anybody. And tell Ginger I'm dusting every day. The house never looked better.
Beetlejuice?
Lids! Welcome to my summer retreat.
Retreat from housework, you mean?
Really? I hadn't noticed.
The place is overrun with dust bunnies. And you really have to take down the storm windows.
But Dave, that means combining the two things I hate most, cleaning and work.
Do you realize how much work I went through just to get past the front door? It's tough to visit you in a rainforest. What's this? It looks like the handle from an old strongbox.
Handle?
Yeah, it looks really old.
Oh, the handle. You found it.
So?
This handle once adorned a marvelous treasure chest.
Come on, Beej.
I mean it. I'm dead serious. Jack and I brought this handle back from the center of the Netherworld. Did I ever tell you about the time we went down there to rescue Vern Jules?
You mean Jules Vern?
Netherworld, babes. When it comes to science fiction, Vern Jules wrote the book. He's the one who led us to the buried treasure, of which only this handle remains today.
Buried treasure, huh? Sounds like a new way out of housework to me.
You know you want to hear this, Liz.
I don't know.
A great journey took place when Jacques and I were in high school. About that time, Jacques was wrestling with a weight problem.
Jacques?
Yeah, the kids called him Jacques the Ox.
Hey, Jacques, is it just me or are you getting a spare tire?
Beetlejuice, I'm not fat. I just have the big bones.
What's the matter, Jacques? Can't take a little ribbing?
A little ribbing.
But Jacques jogs every day.
Are you kidding? Back then he couldn't jog his memory. Our bony buddy was out of shape.
Hey, lazy bones! Don't you love these beetle jacks? They even ride your teeth. Always perfect for a light snack.
One of these days I gotta get a handle on my juice.
Look, Beetlejuice, it's your free prize.
Free prize? What is it? The suspense is killing me.
It's a map to the center of the Netherworld.
The center of the Netherworld? Right. Let me see that. Wow. X means treasure. X always means treasure.
And look, there's a note on the back.
Just a second. Ouch. I gotta get better at this.
Help! I'm being held captive at the center of the Netherworld. Man, Jules!
P.S. There's treasure down here. Treasure?
Who cares about the treasure? Man, Jules is my favorite science fiction writer of all time. Come with me to the library. I'll show you something that'll make your head spin.
You mean like this?
Oops, gotta work on that juice.
You mean you went to the library?
Yep. I turned into a regular bookworm.
Lunch!
Let me introduce you to the world of Vern Jules. Around the Netherworld in a way to his. Heavy reading!
As Jacques withdrew the book, an eerily glowing portal to adventure appeared.
It's a portal to the adventure. Follow me. It will stretch your imagination.
Hope my imagination still fits when we're done.
Isn't this view, how you say, très fantastic?
So where's the treasure? Kinda tough to bury it in the air.
About 20,000 eels under the sea.
Sounds electrifying. Oh, yeah.
We are in the submarine. It must be the Nautilus.
Ow!
When
radio's on the port bow! Mayday! Mayday!
All hands on deck! All hands on deck!
Ow! I gotta hand it to you, Jacques. This guy Vern can sure tell a gripping story. Come on, come on! Where's the woman to bury treasure? I can really dig that kind of literary adventure.
I don't know. The journey to the center of the netherworld is very dangerous.
But we're gonna be filthy, stinking rich!
Ooh. Ah! Well, I would get to meet Vern Jules.
I knew you'd come around. Next up, buried treasure. And so, Jacques and I embarked upon our most bone-chilling adventure.
It's just like in the book. Look at all the giant bats.
Shh. We don't want to wake them. He couldn't keep his mouth shut.
It's a prehistoric woolly mammoth.
Well, turn him into a crow. Oh!
Beetlejuice! Talk about the mammoth's case of indigestion. Soot allure. I can't believe his breath. Must have been someone he ate.
You don't expect me to swallow this one.
It's true. It was a sticky situation, so I decided to try everything I could to make the creature sick of me.
What could irritate a woolly mammoth's stomach more than you?
A hairball as big as a Ritz. Hey, that's not the first time I was packed up.
Beetlejuice, you are all right.
Watch out, you overgrown ball of wool. It's showtime! What a time to be low on juice! Down a quart. Yeah!
I say, fancy running into you chaps down here. The name's Fogg, Phileas Fogg.
It's the Phileas Fogg from around the world in a wet haze.
Thanks for helping us out of that jam, Phil.
You haven't seen Vern Jules down here, have you?
Or better yet, any sign of treasure?
No, but I do have a bone to pick with Mr. Jules. He's had me going round the netherworld for centuries. Just look at my balloon.
No wonder you're a basket case. Why don't we help you? After all, we're all looking for jewels.
Jewels? Like diamonds, you mean?
Babe, we're talking about a great man.
If I'm not mistaken, this would be the Dead Sea.
This is the Dead Sea, all right. Look, a flock of seagulls.
It's the Nautilus from 20,000 Eels Under the Sea.
It's Captain Nemo, all right. He's a perfect scoundrel. But perhaps he's seen Mr. Jules.
Beetlejuice? Phileas? Look, it's the air pirates!
Shiver me timbers! You won't get our treasure! Arr! Not from Captain Blowbeard! Whoa! This is making me sick! I love it! Whoa! Whoa! Don't worry! I'll throw you a line! Come here, Robin! No. What could I get? I got it! I'll toss you a net!
Hi, I'm Annette.
Gotta work on this juice. I wonder if it gets easier as I age disgracefully. This time for sure, I'll juice up a lifesaver. My favorite, poison berry.
Oh, I can't swim!
As my juices failed me, it looked like the end for that wacky bonehead shock. He was going down for the third time. I had to find a way to rescue my very best fiend in the whole Netherworld.
Especially since he had the map and there was treasure at stake.
Anyway, as I was saying, Jacques was in pretty deep. About 20,000 leagues, to be exact. Until he was saved at the last second by that evil master of the Dead Seas, Captain Nemo.
If he was so evil, why did he save Jacques?
Heck, how should I know? I didn't write the book. Anyway, as I watched from a distance, Jacques was now firmly in the clutches of the weird Captain Nemo.
What are you going to do with me?
I say we feed our prisoner to the sharks. We'll take a vote. Hands?
Yay!
But first, let me show you my collection of creatures from the Dead Sea. Notice the aimlessly wandering lost souls. And the pathetic abandoned sea urchins. And of course, the catch of the day, Dead Snapper.
I'll bet there's one fish you do not have, Capitan. It is the infamous scum-sucking beetlefish.
I must have that fish for my collection.
But only I know how to catch him. Come with me.
I can't put my finger on it, but there's something fishy about this fish. How's that for a classy entrance?
Wait, you're not a literary character. You must be from the upper Netherworld.
Yeah? So what's it to you?
Tell me of the great discoveries of the last 100 years. We get no news down here.
Discoveries? Sure. There's this amazing stuff called bubblegum.
Actually, what I meant was important scientific discoveries.
You know how much research went into bubblegum? But I guess you meant really big stuff. Like rising movies.
Fascinating. I know a man who will want to talk to you. His name is Vern Jules.
Oh, right!
You see, I'm holding him captive while he rewrites all of his novels.
But why? They are so good already.
I'm tired of always being the villain. I want him to make me a hero.
I know what you mean. The hero always gets the ghoul.
Love a man in a uniform.
Beetlejuice, you will inspire Vern Jules to write stories about the future, or I will feed you to my squids.
So Nemo took us to the mysterious island where he held Vern Jules captive. Nemo's place was guarded by horrendous, terrifying giant ants. Finally, we reached the castle. Came face to face with the Netherworld's greatest science fiction writer, Vern Jules. Hey, Vern.
Bonjour. I am so thrilled to meet you. I cannot find the words.
Just a little tongue-tied. What he's trying to say is he really digs your stuff.
You must help me escape from here. Captain Nemo is crazy. And the dungeon food is not always seasoned correctly.
Ooh.
Can be such a burden being French.
So late that night, Jacques and I plotted Vern Jules' escape. How's this for a plot?
Beetlejuice, concentrate. This is a grave situation.
Okay. Nemo's your character, Julie. Just write him out of the scene.
It just might work. Perhaps I'll send him to the moon.
It's working!
Prepare for blastoff. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And for my next number, blastoff! 5, Be careful you don't get moonstruck! When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a painful. And that's how we sprung Burn Jewels.
Uh-huh. So what about the treasure?
Treasure? Oh, yeah, right. Jewels decided to leave the island.
I will need help getting off the island.
How's this for a brainstorm? Just write yourself out of the scene.
Brilliant. Where there's a quill, there's a way.
Phileas, look, it's a new balloon.
You like it? I made quite a deal. Of course, I shall have to make a large balloon payment.
Au revoir, Jacques. Beetlejuice, if you're in the library, look us up.
Wait, what about the jewels, Jules?
Oh, but of course, there is a treasure buried on this very island.
Where? Where is it buried?
At the foot of the active volcano, guarded by horrendous prehistoric creatures.
Bon voyage, Jules. Don't forget to ride.
Undaunted. Well, maybe partially daunted. We went after the treasure.
Not worried at all about those horrendous prehistoric creatures?
What? Me worried? Ah, this part'll really knock your socks off. We had to outsmart them. Yeah, that's it. So, we had a spelling bee.
Dinosaur. D-I-N-O-S-O-R-E?
Wrong, you stupid lizard! See you later, Dino. Don't be a sore loser.
A spelling bee?
They're killers. It wasn't long before we found ourselves at the foot of the active volcano. If that isn't a hot foot, I don't know what is.
Here it is! Inside this vault lies the treasure! Eureka! Eureka!
Eureka too, Jacques!
But how will we open the vault?
I've got an idea! That'll blow your mind!
You did it!
Wait! Wait!
Look! We hit the jackpot!
Little did we know, my dynamite idea was starting to shake that volcano up. Look at me! I'm trembling like a schoolgirl!
Beetlejuice! The whole island is trembling!
Look out, Jack! It's a landslide!
No, Beetlejuice! The treasure!
Oh, no! Talk about liquidating your assets!
Forget the diamonds! Let's blow this poop stuff!
Going out! Next stop, the Netherworld!
What is this?
Close as I can juice to an elevator. Hop in, Doc. Ghost, ghouls, goblins, gargoyles, ladies, lingerie.
Thanks for the lift, Beetlejuice.
No problem. And they say my elevator doesn't go to the top. Uh-oh.
To keep up with you, I'm going to have to get in shape.
Yeah, it's about time you started working on your ghoulish figure.
Give me a break. So that's what inspired Jacques to get into shape?
Yep, and ever since that day, Jacques been a regular jock.
Beetlejuice.
Me, lightning strike me if I'm lying. What? You never heard of a shocking coincidence?
Right. So why does this handle from the treasure chest fit your sock drawer? Shocking coincidence.
Who knows? I haven't got a clue.
You just made up that story to get out of work.
Liz, you gotta believe me. You want to hear about my trip to the moon? I brought back a piece of green cheese.
Come on, Beach. I saw that cheese in the fridge next to the green milk.
Okay, then, let me tell you how I crack my toa. East of Java.
Beetlejuice, you are such a pig!
Pig stories! You want pig stories? So, there were these three little Netherworld pigs, see? And one built his house out of, don't tell me, sludge! Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so this wolf...